Editor's note. Some readers may find the content of this video distressing. A video appears to show police kneeing a man in the head and shoulder area several times during an arrest in Midland, Friday. During the 3-minute video sent to Midland today, two officers seem to have difficulty arresting a man following a report to police of a person's bizarre behavior. According to a police report sent out Friday evening, Southern Georgian Bay OPP officers were alerted to a situation and attended the area of Hugel Avenue at Noreen Street, where they were confronted by a man displaying visible signs of distress. The release noted blood was visible on his clothing and he continued his erratic actions while police attempted to calm the situation. Efforts by officers to communicate with the male were unsuccessful, the report said, noting officers observed the man run onto the busy roadway and had concerns he would be struck by a vehicle. Officers also employed a conducted energy weapon to take control of the man for his own safety. He was immediately transported to a local hospital for treatment. Police noted that officers are still investigating this matter to determine the cause of the behavior. More information will be released as it becomes available. A police spokesman declined to comment Saturday when asked about the video. But Kiara Parsons, who contacted Midland today, said the video shot by her mother Stephanie Hibbard shows evidence of police brutality. After the initial incident, the suspect ran along the sidewalk, Parsons said. The police officer had many opportunities to get out of his car to get to the subject. When they caught up to him again, he then did finally cross the street. After using the conducted energy weapon, the officer had his knee on his back where at this point he should have been handcuffed by the two officers. Especially if he is a flight risk. Parsons, who said she witnessed the incident along with her mother and another person, noted the man's resistance to being arrested as all besides the point. There was unjustified excessive force used, she said. Instead of handcuffing him the multiple times they could have, they instead bring him to his feet, where they then can't cuff him as he clearly is having a mental health episode saying he was scared. The one officer then proceeds to knee him in the face twice with excessive force. The suspect was significantly shorter and smaller than the two officers. They acted without a plan, unlawfully, without teamwork, and with unjustifiable excessive force.